on tape all the time. Now, the people over here have a sense of humor, so that wouldn't get me suspended over here. Yeah, well, they had certainly, you got to have to go a lot further than that, man, than to get me suspended and dropping condoms in the studio. Sure. I commented on somebody's, the KVEN in Ventura suspended me for like 3 days because I made a crack about the owner of the radio station. You mean if I started talking about Ken Christensen, I might get suspended? Nothing. I'm not going to say anything. He's a very fine guy, so they tell me. I've had about three conversations with a guy, but I hear he's a nice guy. When he shows up to work. You know, you guys call in sick occasionally, too. I seem to recall a whole week you weren't on. No. There was some situation there where somebody had a cold or something. Oh, yeah, I remember that. You and Clay. That was great. Okay. Go ahead, man. I deserve it.
Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry here at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-520-1KFI, and 520-1KFI. And I know we were preempted the other night in California because of the election of the California primary, so the show wasn't on Tuesday night. And yeah, I've got a cold. Don't ask me how I get these things, but it seems to me it's been going around. In fact, that flu that was happening back around Christmas time that had everybody just laid out, it was like the Black Death. I didn't get it. I thought that I was going to be immune. I thought I was a strapping, strong Irishman. But as it turns out, I've been laid low. This is like the sniffles, the head cold. The other night, matter of fact, Tuesday night, it's a good thing that we weren't on in L.A. because there was snot running down my... I mean, it was coming out of my nose, and I was on... You can't go on the air, so what do? You have to reach for a rag or something, or you have to very demurely and in a very, delicate way, just... rub your nose on your sleeve or a lot of cough button stuff. So in other words, you're talking and then you hear things like, and that's how it went for us. I'm Chet Huntley along with David Brinkley, and also we'll have Jane Pauley. And Jane, you look really good tonight. So it was pouring. By the time 10 o'clock rolled around, I walked out into the hall and I just went... blowing my nose and everything. And there's my wife. The next morning she gets up. Excuse me. Listen to me. Every freaking winter it's like this. People have listened to the show for any length of time. There can't be that many of them. But those of you who have, every winter I'm like. So there's my wife. Jesus, why don't you, why don't you get a clue, man? Why don't you drop some Nembutal or some Seconal? Why don't you do heroin? Go to sleep. And I'm like. I got a cold, baby. See, to her beauty sleep is number one. My health comes second. I know she's got to get up and take kids to school. Guess who's been taking the kids to school the last few mornings? Number one, right here, baby. I've been saying to her, you stay there, sweetheart. That's you. I know you're working hard because we've moved, and we're living in boxes. You stay there. Oh, thanks, baby. So I take the kids to school, and then I, I'm calling around. And by 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we're coming into work, doing the show. Then I get home. I get about 4 hours of sleep. No wonder I got freaking walking pneumonia. So I'm saying, you get your beauty rest, baby. And what is the thanks that I get? I got her belly aching because I'm keeping her awake with my... I'm going at him. I'm dropping like 3 Tylenol. You ever had that Theraflu? Man, that stuff is good. Jeff, I'm just kidding. I'm joking, Jeff. Okay, come on. Don't let me get too far off over the edge with some of those drug references. You're a good man, and I'm proud of you. I've only known you a few weeks, but I'm proud of you. But nonetheless, coming from your background, I think you'd really like Theraflu. No, you can't mainline it yet, but I think they're working on it. This stuff is good, man. You ever had the full-on Theraflu? You boil, you make a tea out of it, you drink it. It has a a psychotropic quality to it, I must say. And you take some of that, man, you're knocked out for 8 hours. It's beautiful. So I'll grab like 3 Tylenol. I'll take some of that Theraflu. And I'm loving life. But the other night, I guess I wasn't doing it too well. And I had this scratchy throat. And I hadn't taken my drugs. And there's my wife. It tastes like crap. Yeah, Theraflu tastes like death on wheels. But it's a marvelous addition to anyone's apothecary, if I may say. So I'm hacking my guts loose. I've got the cold. I got the creeping crud. What do you want from me? And my wife is, oh, Jesus. God, baby, I can't sleep. Well, you can't sleep? Well, you know what? We just bought a really big house. Why don't you go to the east wing and lay down over there? Grab, you know, some blankets, get yourself a sleeping bag, and go lay down to the Rose Garden or something. I don't know. Because it's just the way it is. It's wintertime in California. It rains, baby, and it gets cold. If you're new to this ever-loving state of ours, February, March, and yes, April, but it really pisses down, if you'll pardon the expression, February and March. This is California. February and March, it comes down in buckets. We haven't got enough rain this year, man. It's like under the average or something. And everybody's out with the freaking flu. It's the freaking flu. You heard of the Hong Kong? This is the freaking flu. So, button up your overcoat and have a good time. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show coming down the line in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, and we have a new station in Salt Lake City. I thought we had 2 stations in Salt Lake City, but we're on a brand new station in Salt Lake City. The reason why I mention that is they're carrying all 3 hours live now. We did have 2 hours live, and one was being taped delayed on the other station with a new station in Salt Lake, and it is K-A-L-L, Mike, and they're carrying all 3 hours live. We appreciate that. We like our show run live, or not at all. And in the future, we're going to be adding some stations that we may have to suffer the tape delay consequence for the short term. Because there are certain games one must play, there are certain backs to be scratched, one hand washing the other hither and thither. So you got to do what you got to do, as Wyatt Earp said. Man's got to do what a man's got to do. But we'll, wherever possible and however possible, run this show live, or as I said, or not at all. And you can do whatever you want to do with that, local radio stations that run it taped. And I know, as I mentioned, Miami has it taped delayed, Green Bay has it taped delayed, and that's fine, and we appreciate that, because they do run the show live at night. But the rest of these cats that think they're going to do the switchy-poo and run this thing, oh, forget it, I don't want to get into a bad mood already. I'm fine. Everything's great. Everything's hunky-dory. We're being run live, and we're back, and guess what? The washing machine got delivered tonight at 6:30 Pacific time. Sears came through. For those of you who missed the show the other evening, it all started calmly on Saturday. I had just showered. My wife was vacuuming. We'd moved into our new house. Boxes everywhere. We were going to sit the kids down to a Saturday evening dinner of fish sticks or something. I'd unpacked the barbecue, so probably we were going to do something outside. I don't know. Come around the corner, hose bust loose, bottom of the washing machine, water flying everywhere. My wife's in a panic. We make the phone calls. Customer care line. Chicago. To the store. Product liability. Phone calls going back and forth. Who do we call? Sounds like an installation problem. That's the trucking company. You have to go and call Sears Delivery. No, it could be a machine problem. That means you got to call the store. But someone will get back to you on Monday. Nobody got back to us on Monday. Nobody got back to us on Tuesday. Tuesday, by the way, was the day the machine broke again. And in the interim, we had brought out ServPro, and let me just give them a plug, because these cats are the bomb. They're in Northridge, California. They're real pros. They came out, they dried out our rug, they dried out the cushions, what do you call that stuff? The mat? What the hell's it called? The carpet padding. They dried that out. They got to dry out the wall. They came out. They did the job. The guy who did the job, by the way, quit the following day, but they're going to send a guy out tomorrow and get all of their blowers. The guy was just getting ready to get the carpet back into place, and a machine breaks again. My wife calls me. I'm here at work. She's bawling. She's crying. She's ready to cut her wrists. Well, yesterday morning, I'd had enough. We hadn't heard anything from Sears. They hadn't called us. They said they were going to call us on Monday. They didn't even call us Tuesday morning. The machine bust loose on Tuesday. They said they'd get back to us by Wednesday. I never heard of such incompetence in my life. I'd never heard of such a thing. Yesterday, I got on the phone. Now, a guy called the show Tuesday night, and he said, you know what you got to do? We didn't put any calls on the air, by the way, because I didn't want to hear about anybody else's problems. One of the things that happened in that hour, Mike, you know, when I was talking about Sears, all those people were calling in with their Sears horror stories. Like, I care. All I care about is my problem, right? I don't care if you had a computer problem. I got 58 million people calling, yes, you're right, Phil, and here's my story. I don't want to know about it. But a guy did call, and he said, call Chicago. So I called Chicago. I got a very nice lady on the phone. I said, what do we do? Our home is ruined. The machine is, get it out of my house. I don't want this machine. Okay, sir. So she got me back on the line with this customer care delivery line lady. And she said, well, you got to be in touch with the store. And then I finally talked to the people at the store. And I finally talked to the guy who's in charge of the product liability thing. And she said, well, what would you like, Mr. Hendry, a credit or a new machine? I said, I want a new machine and I want it out here today. I do not want a credit because I don't have any faith in, you know, well, a credit, I guess, would mean what?
You have to buy it from Sears.
I got to buy the stinking machine from Sears?
Or anything, if you have credit.
She's going to give me a credit or a new machine. Well, I'm not going to keep the same old machine and get that much in credit that I paid for that machine. Oh, forget it. I knew that I was making the right decision, but I didn't know why. Thank you very much for clearing it up, Craig. I said I want a new machine, and I think I made the right decision, and Craig has just verified that I did. Thank God. I said I want a new machine. And if you can't get the new machine out here today, and that was Wednesday, yesterday, because this thing blew up on Tuesday night again, second time, I said, I don't want to have anything more to do with you, and we can just sever our relationship, and I will do, you know, and I will have to go down the road that so many people in California in particular, but in the United States in general, the road that we've all traveled lately, I'm going to call my lawyer. I didn't want to have to be one of those guys. I've never been one of those guys. I've never been a person to threaten lawyers. I generally just threaten to kick somebody's ass. How about you? Are you the same way? I say, I'm going to come down there and I'm going to throw you through a window. How about that? I don't threaten to sue. I'm going to come down and I'm going to put you through your brand spanking new French doors. How about that? I never really do. It feels good to say it, right? Feels good to vent, right? Okay. So, where was I? Okay, so anyway, I said, you better get that machine. I got it. Well, Mr. Hendry, we can't do it today. Ah, come on. But I will say this to you, Mr. Hendry. What? We will get you a new machine no later than tomorrow. That's a guarantee? That's guaranteed. Okay, I'll take it. Great. Now, I'm going to say this. For all of the bashing that I did of Sears on Tuesday night, there was one lady at the TO store that I talked to who's fantastic. Should I mention her name, or would it be? I should. Colleen Cahill. Great woman. She's terrific. She got the job. She did what about five or six other people that I talked to couldn't do. And then I got on the line with their product liability guy, and he says, tell me what happened. And I said, there's damage to walls. There's damage to carpeting. There's damage to baseboard. There's damage to wallpaper. There's damage to padding. It's custom carpeting. It's thousands of dollars. Could be drywall. You realize I got to maybe rip the wall out. I got to put a new wall in, for God's sake. And, okay, sir, I got that, Mr. Hendry. Well, we're going to call the insurance company. Well, I got a call from the insurance company today that handles these matters. And they say, well, we don't know. Now, here's the beautiful thing. They don't know if it's faulty machinery or an installation problem. What do you think, Mr. Hendry? They'll ask you, I don't know. There was water pouring out of the bottom of the machine. The bottom of the machine. Yeah. Aha. What am I talking to Sherlock Holmes here? The bottom of the machine is different from the wall. Well, what does that tell you? Well, the wall means it was the installation. When the guy put it in, the guy that installed it screwed up. Did it come out of the wall, Mr. Henry? No, it didn't come out of the wall. Then it came out of the bottom of the machine. Yes, that's right. Well, what does that say to you? That means that it was elementary, my dear Watson. It was the machine. Okay, and that means it's a product liability problem. The manufacturer of the machine. I said, where does Sears fall into all of this? Well, it doesn't touch us. Why? Because we didn't make the machine. Well, who made it? And they said, well, you ought to know. You bought it. I can't read it. I don't know what it is. WorldPoint, Hot Pool, something, you know, Ken Moore, Ken Less. I don't know who it is. It's the Brand X washing machine that I bought. Well, then we got a whole different thing. So I got to go through the file here, Mr. Henry, and find out just exactly what happened. Because, you see, if it's a faulty machine, that means you have to go through the machine manufacturer's insurance company. However, my dear Watson, if it was an installation problem, you go through the Sears insurance company. I said, well, which is it? I don't know. I have to do some more investigation. I'll call you back. That's the last conversation I had with anybody relative to that. But I'm supposed to hear from this lady tomorrow. A very nice lady named Lydia. In Chicago. This is The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Not that we're taking any calls. Show 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Henry. This morning CD totals $98,692.50. You have raised for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, from the sale of the Best of Phil Henry Show 1999 CD. $98,692.50. We are very grateful. And we thank you, and maybe we'll hit 100 grand sometime soon. What are you eating in there, Melissa? Oh, you have my egg roll. You are really foul. Foul as the day is long. Look at her just wait. She's digging into my food, man. I mean, what is that about when I get food and now you're eating it? Are you hungry? You poor thing. Melissa Morgan is our show writer. We've never had a writer, so we now have a writer. So now, if you're thinking, why is the show worse than ever? Well, we have... No, but anyway, Melissa's doing a great job, and she not only is getting paid monthly, but the check is on hold, so she hasn't eaten in 4 days. So when I ordered myself some Chinese food, naturally she reached into the bag and started eating it herself. Naturally. What's that about? That's the only thing that I like out of that whole batch that I got, was those egg roll. Eggs, how do you say it? Egg roll? I love that stuff. And you were eating that cream slop soup or whatever that thing is. Some young guy, I forget what that stuff was. All right, at $98,692, you can go to the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com, where we'll update it, where our motto is, we get it updated, baby. It takes about 6 months, but we'll freshen up the site content. Just as soon as Melissa and Mike and Phil bug Brian enough, that site content will get updated. Sometime by this summer, we'll have a new affiliate list. They still got us at 8 stations, I think. Well, I'll have you know we're at 10. So update it, Dave. $98,692, philhenryshow.com. Buy the CD if you like to. You don't have to. It's pretty good, though. So we're getting back to the things that are happening at our home with regard to the move and Sears. The other night, I was so livid, I was ready to rip up my Sears charge card, and I think I may still. But I will say this, I have talked to some nice people, and so even though I will rip up the Sears charge card, most likely I will have fond memories of their service. It's kind of like GTE, as I mentioned. GTE, another fine company, nice folks. They can't get anything right, but they're nice. And as I said the other night, to the bitter end, GTE sucked, because we don't have it anymore. We got Pac Bell. We have moved out of 805, and we're into 818, and we're into Pac Bell country. We're out of Ventura County. We're back in L.A. County. We're over the line in L.A. County. Is that good? Is that bad? I don't know. My wife hates it. She doesn't like the fact that, A, it's property tax city, and, B, you know, she thinks that somehow the police response time will be longer because there's more crime in L.A. I don't know. L.A. County Sheriff country is where we are. So with that having been said, so we're into this whole new, you know, area. And we've got a lot of different considerations. I mean, we got no cable and we got no... I mean, I live out in the woods, man. Do you realize that I got to walk down the road to get my mail? This is where we've moved. Oh, God, I would just love to go out into the country. The rustic, you know, the whole nature thing. Yeah, it's great. Walk down the road for your mail. Cable? No. Satellite? Yeah. If you want. Doesn't matter to us. And the phone lines out there, it's like a pole with a wire running along. It looks like something maybe they had in like 1861. Your mother rode a horse to get her mail, Craig? You sure that wasn't your great-great-grandmother? Your mother rode a horse to get her mail. And she lived in, and that was where? Arcadia? Great. She lived on a ranch in Gardena. Where was this, brother? Colorado, she rode a horse to get her mail. Who wants to hear from people that bad? I know, she's got to go get the Spiegel catalog because they ran out of toilet paper in the outhouse last week. So we got to walk down the road to get the mail. And, you know, things like that. It's a very rustic and marvelous experience. But the point being, you ain't getting all that great a service. And GTE was our old telephone service, but now we got Pacific Bell, which might be just a step up. I mean, anything's a step up from GTE. And I say that even knowing that the finest people that I've ever talked to, the finest human beings that I know, work for GTE. But to the bitter end, they screwed us up. You're supposed to have a referral on your number, meaning when you call the old number, it'll say, the new number is. They were supposed to have that on there. Guess what? They didn't. So we had to call them up and make sure, you know, that we have a referral. Oh, yeah! If I had 5 cents for the number of times this phrase has been said to me this week, I'd be a multimillionaire, retired tonight. And the phrase is, that should have been taken care of, Mr. Henry. There's no referral on my old number. Oh, that should have been taken care of. The washing machine hasn't been delivered. Well, that should have been... So now we're out there in the sticks, walking down to get the mail. And, oh, yeah, the L.A. Times. Now, here's the thing that doesn't bother me. My wife reads the L.A. Times. I don't read newspapers. But for the most part, I don't. I mean, I read the sports page. That's it. I don't, you know, do you? Who reads it? I like these guys, you know, like in my business, in radio. Guys in radio and women, they're all just falling all over themselves, hot and bothered to get what we call ink. They want to get coverage in the newspaper, right? Well, they get written up in the newspaper, like a lot of guys locally here in Los Angeles are on the air, and somebody mentions them in the newspaper, so they're immediately on that night talking about the fact that somebody mentioned them in the L.A. Times. And the reason why they do that is because nobody reads the L.A. Times, so they got to tell everybody that they got ink, because otherwise nobody would know. Hey, did you see that piece in the L.A. Times? Oh, you did? Well, let me just tell you about it. I got, oh! You're in the L.A. Times? Yeah, okay, well, I guess that's the reason I'll buy it today. I don't know. I mean, who the hell sees it? So my wife reads it. She likes the real estate section and some other crap. So she calls him up. This was kind of funny to observe. The L.A. Times doesn't deliver where we live. We're in what's called mail country. Now, there are people who live on farms out in Nebraska. They got to get the New York Times mailed to them or the Des Moines Register mailed to them. That's how, like, far out they live. That's how far out I live. I live about 2 miles from the 101 in Westlake Village, but I got to get the L.A. Times mailed to me because the dude that delivers it don't come down that far because he's scared of the coyotes and the raccoons and the weird windy road. I don't know what his problem is, but we got to get it mailed. It's kind of like the USA Today getting mailed. So we got the L.A. Times getting mailed. I got to walk to get my mail. I got to walk to get the L.A. Times being mailed to me. This is something wrong. It just ain't that good of a paper. I told her, forget it. I mean, if you want to read how about reading Preacher Gone to Texas? It's fantastic. Garth Ennis. All right. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. If we get any good calls, we'll put them on the air. So the LA Times, we're not going to get that, and that's a cold shot, babe. That's a bad thing. No, my wife was going ape about that. I said, she was on the phone for hours. How do we get the LA Times? She was trying to bribe this guy to come down. I said, what's the story with you and the LA Times anyway? What is that? What's that about? She goes, well, what other newspaper can we get? I said, how about the Thousand Oaks Star? That's fine. I mean, I bet you they deliver down in the canyon areas. Got to walk down to get the mail. I think it's very charming. I think it's very rustic. And hell, if I'd known, I wouldn't have moved there. But now it's charming and rustic. Had the jackball have sold me the house, told me about it, I wouldn't have bought the house. By the way, there's no cable, and you have to walk to get your mail. Isn't that great? All for $86 million a square foot. Walk to get my mail. I've never walked to get... I didn't even walk to get my newspaper. So Maria says, let's go walk and get our mail last night. I said, I'm sick. I'm supposed to be on the air. I'm sick. She goes, well, what are you doing with that bottle of white wine? Never mind about that. Let's go walk to get the mail. Okay. So I walked down there. I was like 16 miles, freezing ass cold. It was horrible. It's a horrible experience. And she's all, you know, look at the stars and the moon and listen to the chipmunks. Look at the wolves. Look at the coyotes. Listen to the sheep baa-baaing. Say, is it sexual harassment when a female member of your staff starts peeling out the penthouse fold-out? She's like holding it up in the other room there going, check it out, Phil. Check that spread. Check that low-price spread. Anyway, so we got the washing machine. I got the word that it was delivered, and thank God for that. Now it's just a matter of rotting, you know, if you've ever smelled rotting carpet, you know what I'm talking about. So we got to tear that crap out of there, and eventually I'm sure it'll get all replaced. Maybe I can pocket the cash like that dude did in Consenting Adults, Kevin Spacey and Kevin Kline, remember that? When he pretended like he was injured by the car, and he wound up, you know, faking a neck injury, and he got the check for, like, what was it, 40 grand, split it with his neighbor. Any kind of insurance fraud we can pull? No, I don't think so. But I don't know if I'm going to take that money and necessarily put it into that room, because it ain't that good of a room anyway. Now that I think about it. So that is what my life has been filled with for the last week. And if I am expounding, if I am pontificating ad nauseum about it, that's tough. Because it has been this way since last Thursday. The boxes everywhere. Always something new. Water pressure. Little things like that. Can I get myself a hot shower? How about a hot shower with some water pressure? That'd be a nice little change of pace, wouldn't it? Is there anything in life that is worse than getting into a shower with no water pressure in the morning, man? You want to get nailed by some hot water, don't you? Don't you want to feel that stuff coming out of there like a waterfall? Just, I mean, really shooting down. And then you get this little limp ass. This retrofitting, because of water conservation, I can bathe in my pool? I have got no pool. What are you talking about? Oh, I'm getting one, am I? No, I can't afford a stinking pool. Sure, I'm having one put in. But what's that got to do with being able to afford it? I mean, I really got to have that water pressure go. Well, they didn't have that either, and I didn't have no... So I'm going over to the water tanks. I'm trying to turn it up, get the hot water going. It's still freezing cold. The guy comes over today. We got something called a recycling pump, which means it cycles the water fast. It wasn't plugged in. Guy comes over. Here's your problem, Mr. Henry. It's not plugged in, you stupid son of a bitch. Jesus, every day I listen to you complain. Don't you know how to plug the thing in? I'm sorry. Yeah, you're sorry. You're on your freaking radio show talking about me. How lousy the house is and we're not doing our job. Plug it in! Can you do that? Or do you need to send out the Sears for that?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry. Go on your show and bitch about it some more. Boy, that's what it's been doing, you know. So now they hate my guts over there. All these guys, these superintendents and workers, they can't stand my living guts. Because I'm up there every day with some new problem. Wasn't I supposed to have a shower door? Hey, excuse me, aren't I supposed to have windows in this house? Get out of here. Come on, man. Brochure says windows. You buy a new house, you think you're getting something good? Forget it. If you think you're getting something that is mistake-free when you buy a brand spanking new house, this is a brand new house, okay? It's a development. And the thing's still being built. So there's workmen all over the place. But if you think you're getting something that is picture perfect, you're not. There's always a problem. And then the guy comes out to fix the fireplace. There's like a, it's a gas, little tiny gas fireplace. Dude comes all the way out from, I don't know, like, he was driving in from Barstow or something. They've got a little gas fireplace company in Barstow. And this guy drove all the way in, and he looks at it, he says, oh, hell, I don't have that part. See this? Look right there. That's that part. I don't have it. You don't have it? You came from Barstow and you don't have it? What, are you going to turn around and go back to Barstow to get it? Well, Well, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? I'm sitting there, all of a sudden I'm raving, you know? I'm sitting there, I'm on the verge of tears, a grown man. I'm talking to some guy with a nail belt on. He's looking, all he wants to do is knock off and go get a whaler at Burger King. He doesn't care. He wants a cup of coffee, knock off, Burger King, back to Barstow. Boom, he's home in time for Pat Sajak or whatever it is he's watching. And I'm sitting, I'm going, what are you talking about? You don't have the part. You came from Barstow. I got to go back and get it. You got to go back and get it. That's another 8,000 miles to go back and get the part. When will you be back? Couple of weeks. Two? What, are you going by covered wagon? Jesus, man. What? You'll see me as soon as the mule, you'll see me in 2 weeks. Leave a light on for me. So, I said, I didn't say this to him, because I don't know why I didn't say it to him, but I should have. I should have said, don't you, when you come out this far for a service call, don't you have these parts available just in case it needs something like this? I didn't say that. And I should have said something like, can't you go to a store locally and buy it? Like, maybe there's another fireplace store that I probably should have called, but I didn't, because I called you, because the guy that built the house recommended you. Can't you go to that store and get it? I didn't say any of these things. I just waved goodbye like grandma in the freaking Beverly Hillbillies as this ass went down the road back to Barstow. And I'm freezing my ass off in this house, which, by the way, that's another thing that got fixed. The heater downstairs. I say downstairs. It's a very modest three-story home. Two. It's two. It's not three. Mike's in there going, three? No, I really hate you. So it's a two-story job. And downstairs on the marble floor. So it's freezing, man. And I finally, the guy shows up. Hey, how you doing? I'm real good. Glad to see you, man. It doesn't work. Okay, let me go check. He goes to the fuse box, a little wiggly switch. Well, you got a wiggly switch there in a fuse box. What does that mean? Well, if it's the wiggly switch, I can't do nothing with it. It's God. But I may be able to fix it upstairs. He goes upstairs, he unplugs it. Turns out the thing was wired wrong. Since I moved into this house, more stuff has been wired wrong. For instance, the refrigerator, the guy had it plugged into somebody else's house or something. It was really weird. The refrigerator that we have was wired so that it was plugged into, like, someone's car battery. What the hell are you doing, man? Well, you have to understand, Mr. Henry, this was a model, and we didn't really think we needed a refrigerator and a model, so we wired it weird-ass, and that's what you got. Same thing with the dishwasher, you know? He had it, like, wired to, it was plugged into somebody's plow or a tractor out. Yeah, I didn't know where it was plugged in. They had to trace the line. And the phone, Jesus, the guy from Pac Bell came out, and he looked at me like, he had a look at his face like Kevin McCarthy in The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. You know, that sweat and dirt, just, huh? The guy came out from this box that he was working on. He says, the hell is this? I said, what are you talking about? There's 58 lines coming in here. I said, well, it used to be an office. Oh, Jesus, thank God. Well, can you get me? Because I want a fax line. I have a regular phone line. Can you get me both lines? I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know how this thing. The guy told me something that's very interesting, and you have to hear this. Pacific Bell told me this. You know how now when you go order phone service, they get it to the box outside your house, not inside the house. I said, why is that? Why did that happen? Why is it that I have to call a separate electrician or wiring guy or a separate part of the phone company to have you guys come in and actually give me a dial tone? He says, because all of the homeowners, all of the private owners, everybody bitched that it cost too much for us to do it, the phone company to do it. They wanted to open up to competition. So now you got a bunch of electricians coming in and wiring your house for telephone service. And guess what? They butcher it six ways to sunset. So you got some jackass who's an electrician who doesn't know anything about phone service. This guy came in from Pac Bell today, Mike, and he looked at the wiring. He goes, who the hell did this? I said it was the electrician. He goes, well, have you got a gun? Because, no. I mean, well, go get the guy. The guy comes up. He says, why did you do this? Well, this is not the way you do it. It's looped? Yeah, it's looped. Not a straight line. No, not a straight. That's looped. They're talking in a lingo that I don't understand, but the gist of it was the electrician's a dumbass. The guy from Pac Bell wanted to shoot himself. Basic bottom line, it didn't work. No phone service. I said, that's a hell of a way to do business. He says, believe me, I agree with you, but what are we supposed to do? If they want to open it up to competition, get another guy to come in here and wire it, then the guy can come in here and wire it at his own cost. He can do it himself. They can hire us. They can get an electrician. And God help you, if you sell a house, the next guy that comes in to get phone service, he can't figure out what the hell you did to your house. So this guy, make a long story short, is at my house today, still didn't get it finished, scratching his head, pulling off his baseball cap, dropping bennies, having himself a... I'm sure he went home and had a big snort. Big glass of whiskey, just, Jesus. I got to go back out there again tomorrow.
What's the matter, Harry?
I'm going to the Hendry house. Holy Christ. And the nicest guy, and he recognized my voice. He said, are you Bill Handel? I said, yeah, I am. He said, great. I can't stand your freaking show, but I'll work on your phones anyway. So you're welcome. Then he said, no, you're not Bill Handel, you're Carell. I said, now you got it. He goes, boy, you, what a fag. I'll still work on your phones. He says, wait a minute, now I know who you are. You're Dr. Laura. I go, but got me again. So I ain't putting your phones in. And he left. I didn't say he left, he laughed. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Spielberg teaches us all to be young again. From the director of Jaws, Schindler's List, and The Color Purple comes another highfalutin comedy.
Anyway, I want to do that someday when I grow up. One of those movie trailer voices.
From the makers of Schindler's List and Palmolive Bar Soap comes...
You know, this John Williams music is all the bloody same. It's all the same. Isn't that the guy that does all the movies? What you call it? You know, the guy that makes the movies? Okay. Is it E.T., Close Encounters, or Jurassic Park? Give us a call.
Now, a motion picture so unusual, so wild and filled with nudity and depravity, the whole family can enjoy Debbie Does Dallas. A monumental achievement from the director of Deep Throat and Lesbian Lingerie Party comes a huge, enormous, monumental and throbbing achievement. Once in a lifetime, a motion picture comes along that sexually stimulates and at the same time is good for the entire family. That film has arrived. Steven Spielberg's Yes, in a world far beyond our own, Steven Spielberg has created Now showing nationwide, theater-wide, and all over Canada. Now being banned in most countries. Not because it's pornographic, but because it's dull. Beach Party 3. From the makers of Beach Party 2 and Beach Party 1 comes a beach party you'll never forget. Beach Party 3. Monster of Beach Party. Now a motion picture the entire family can enjoy. I Spit on Your Grave. Now a film filled with crawling, decaying corpses, stalking zombies, and gutted, disemboweled schoolchildren. Steven Spielberg...
All right, I'm sorry. That was... See how joyous this is. Whee! You can almost see the raptors or whatever the hell those things were running across the thing. What were those things? They were like chickens. They ran.
Don't you just feel like a kid again? By the way, I'm a fag.
Now playing nationwide. Check theaters for a showtime near you. Check a theater to see if there's a movie in it.
Don't you just feel like a kid with a lizard on a bike?
Craig Taylor says that he knows someone who can name any John Williams score. Now, does that mean they can name which movie it's from? Oh, well, that's easy.
But like any part of the score.
Oh, any part of it you could know. Well, okay, now that's a talent. Holy jeez.
Now a motion picture that reminds you of a kid riding a bicycle with something inside the basket. Basket Case 2. A film so devastating and so enthralling in its implication. Pardon me, but I'm on methadone. I've got to... Okay, I'm good. It's good. It really is, Doc. It's good. It feels good. Wait a minute. The announcer is... Get him a shot, Ed. Now a motion picture.
Give me more, Doc, will you? More!
And now a motion... Whoa, wow.
Too many horns in the John Williams score, I think. Too many horns and just too much happiness. Listen to the flighty, gay feel of the whole thing. Don't dig it. So anyway, that's somewhere else we can work, man, once we get blown out of this gig. It's the Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Ruth in Anaheim, by the way. Ruth in Anaheim. Dear, we haven't heard from you in a long time. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, Ruth in Anaheim. Because we fear that you're calling the old number at KFI. And where you can call that, but if you call the number at KFI, they don't get through. You have to call our new Phil Hendry Show line. Okay? 1-800-449-8686. And if you know Ruth, if you're, for instance, her son or daughter, call her up and tell her we have a new phone number and to get with it, okay? Just call her up and say that Phil says, get with it, baby. And give us a freaking call over here. All right, so we don't have any ISDN line. We have no DSL, no high-speed computer stuff, no TiVo, no nothing. I'm living like it's 1975, and I don't like it at all. I might as well go buy myself an old Atari game. Get myself some Pong. And the other night, because we have no TV yet, we're playing bingo. With the kids, we were playing bingo. The kids have a machine that rolls the balls out. T-61, all right, you know? And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like in a VA hospital someplace. This is like something out of the Deer Hunter. T-60, and boys, help the guy next to you if he hasn't got any limbs. All right. T-61. Are we playing blackout or are we playing bingo? Let's play blackout. Yeah, it lasts longer. So then they were playing bingo. Do you know what it's like playing bingo with your wife and kids ranging in age from 14 to 8 and you're slowly getting stoned on malt liquor? Do you know what that is about? You know, that's it sounds like fun, doesn't it? I can tell you that it begins to get a little depressing. You start going, whew, man, This is as good as it gets for me. A bottle of Schlitz and a 8-year-old going, I-62. And I'm getting waxed. I'm getting my ass kicked by Catherine. She's 8. And she's kicking my ass in bingo. And there I am just kind of slowly pouring the last of the malt liquor suds into a glass going, you think you're better than me, don't you?
You're funny.
Oh, ha, 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 I'm funny.
God damn it.
You said a naughty.
Whatever. Call out another damn number.
B-21.
I don't have that one either.
You talk funny when you drink that brown stuff.
Screw it.
God. It's the way it is. So anyway, I had to kick all the kids' asses the other night because of that. Well, I think the worst is over, though. I think that we're all tucked in. A friend of mine said to me today, it takes a year to move into a house. It takes a year. It takes a year to get everything unpacked. It takes a year to get a furniture. I got no furniture. Everything we got is, like, pardon me for saying the word again, Sears. But it takes about a year, and then once you get it, you're there. And so next year sometime, I'll let you guys know whether we're moved in or not. For now, though, I think we got our second line. Thank God, Pac Bell. Let me mention the people who have done a great job for us. Pacific Bell, and that's about it. Everybody else, you blow. Thank you so very much for your attention. No, a lot of the guys are good. Whatever their names are, I don't remember, but they've all been able to wire us for sound and, you know, get the basics, okay? At least the stove works. Jesus, if I was out back, man, and I was having to, you know, put a spit with a pig on it and rotate it over a open flame, if I got to go out and start a campfire, man, just so I can have coffee tomorrow morning, somebody's going to die. Me. Me.